Driving Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, be our first caller today. That number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30, or 888-723-4630.
Griff, it's what? Time for the year's most lovable retail moment.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's that time of year when we celebrate love. St. Valentine's Day. Listing all your heart-shaped and lovey-dovey inventory is a no-brainer. But think outside the chocolate box. For example, the man in someone's life might appreciate an auto part or tool as much as aftershave or a tie. Offer both expedited and overnight shipping for last-minute shoppers and a boost in search. A markdown or other promotion might boost sales as well. Romance your storefront with some hearts and flowers and consider a category for Valentine's Day gifts. Then show your customers some love with a V-Day newsletter. You'll love the results.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Now, there's some selling advice worth taking to heart.
Yep. Is there?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Say, if you can't call in today for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. While we're live on the air, just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we try to respond to every email we receive. Like this one from CB. Question for you, Griff.
Yeah, what's that?
When shipping a second time on your own dime for any reason, then are sellers still covered by eBay protections for the second mailing?
Well, you mean, so you have an eBay transaction and you printed a label and now you want to print a second label? Is that what she means?
Yes.
And you want to know if you're covered by eBay seller protection?
For the second mailing.
I suppose.
So they're talking about shipping a second time on your own dime for any reason. Then are sellers still covered by eBay protections for the second
mailing? I'm not quite sure I understand the question.
CB, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Griff, I'm going to send this over to you.
Yeah, because seller protection isn't based on, I mean, that's not the two, I don't know what she means, seller protection. So I do warn people about printing a second label from a single transaction. We just had this question come up on a Facebook post this morning. So here, I'll give you a scenario.
Okay.
And this is actually something that happened to me. I had a buyer who bought one of my colognes, fragrances, and said, I love samples. And I said, I will send you some because I got so many samples I got to get rid of. And I shipped the package out and forgot to put the samples in. So I sent him an email and I said, oh, I shipped your package yesterday. I forgot to put in samples. I'm going to send you some samples separately. So just so you won't be disappointed when you open the box. He said, thank you. So I went and got a box. I loaded it up with like 50 samples of different stuff. Much more than, I think he thought he was getting like two or three. I didn't go back to the transaction and print out a second label. Do you know why?
Why?
Because had I done that, this was a day later.
Oh.
It overwrites the original label data for tracking and creates a new set of data based on this new label, which was one day later than my delivery to my handling time, which means I would have got this would have counted against my on time shipping or late shipment metric. So what you do is you have the address. I have a stamps.com account. This works for me. And I just went and created a separate label outside of eBay. With the buyer's address, I filled the box up, weighed it, measured it, printed out a label and sent it to him. He's delighted. He got all these samples. But I see this happen where people say, well, I'll just print a second label. And if you print it the same day, probably not an issue. Because if your handling time was that day, you should be okay if you got it to the post office. But if it's later, it's going to override all your data from the first label, and it's going to be a hit against your shipping metric. So be careful with that. Now, I have a stamps.com account. There's other solutions out there as well. And as long as it's not tied electronically to an eBay transaction, you're fine. Someone said, well, I'll do it on PayPal. And I said, it's tied to a transaction. And the minute you do it, you're going to – PayPal sends the information back to eBay. New tracking number is uploaded, and a new time and date stamp indicates that you sent this package 1, 2, or 3 days later, depending on how long past the date for shipping to meet your handling time has passed. So you got to be really careful with that.
All righty. Thank you for that.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that answers CB's question.
No, so call us, CB. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We're going to go to Annette in Avon, Ohio, known as Happy Girl 2. Hey, Annette, what's your question or comment today?
Well, I have a comment for CB, maybe. I had an issue with my actual labels coming off of the poly mailers. So some of my packages were getting lost.
The labels coming off?
Yeah, they were coming off because of the cold weather.
Oh.
And it not sticking correctly to the poly mail. Now, since I've added some tape to it, and I've not had issues since, but I have gotten packages back because I put invoices in everything. And I bag everything, so the post office sent its snail mail back to me.
Uh-huh.
And even though, because I shipped it and it was accepted, I was okay. But when I got it back, I obviously wanted to send it to the buyer.
Right.
So what I did was I messaged the buyer. I took a picture of the item I got back. I messaged the buyer with the picture and letting them know I was going to reship it. I went back to my original purchase for orders, view all orders.
Yep.
I went in there and I printed a second label within the eBay system and gave them a new tracking number. So wouldn't that cover?
No.
Did
you check your late shipment rate? Did your late shipment rate?
Oh, no. I was fine with the shipping. I didn't get a late shipment. Because I sent it, the tracking was uploaded. I didn't get dinged for that.
How many days later did you ship this the replacement item?
The second one?
Right. And did
Oh my God. It took like 4 weeks for it to come back to me.
Right. And did you print it could have been because it was so long. I know that I've seen the option where it says, when you go to reprint a label, it says reprint or print a second label.
Oh yeah, I went to print a second label. I had to pay for shipping again.
Right.
Because I just wanted the person to get their item, but I didn't get dinged for it never actually showing up on their porch.
Yeah, and I can't say why with any certainty.
Well,
I suspect it was because it was print. A second label, which you can do. So say you have a shipment that's going to take more than one box to ship everything.
Yeah.
There is the option presented that says print a second label for this transaction. However, I still don't recommend it.
Yeah,
I still don't recommend it. I think it's tricky. I still recommend going and outside of eBay to ship that. The only time that it is taken into account on eBay is if it's a return process where you have offered a replacement. So if a buyer is trying to return an item and they want a replacement, which you've offered, then you can print the label through the return process and it doesn't count against the first transaction. I know that is true.
So Annette and Griff, we have CB on with us right now. Hey, CB.
Hi there.
So, CB.
Hi, That question was in relation to a previous broadcast, but that was the subject. Thank you for reiterating, Griff, what the issue was about reprinting and going outside eBay. That's what it had to do with. And I was just trying to verify whether or not if you go outside eBay, and I know you can go outside eBay with your normal shipments, but if you do it for a second shipment, I just was trying to verify that we were indeed covered.
What do you mean a second shipment? Give me a use case with details, because this is not making sense.
I was referring to the one you were talking about where you forgot something, and so now you've actually generated a second shipment. What if something goes wrong with that second shipment?
Depends on what is it that you forgot. Was it something that was stated in the listing?
Actually, it was in relation to the example you were giving. That's why.
Give me the details for your example. Because my example was, I never offered samples in the listing. When the buyer bought the item, they said, I appreciate samples. And I said, well, I'll send you some. This was a post-payment correspondence.
All right. I don't have a specific example. I think about what ifs because I can mess up too.
Well, then give me a what if example.
I thought it was an excellent example that you gave, but all right, let's say we do forget to add something in there and want to then go, oh my God, I forgot to pack that. It's already been shipped. You see it's still on the table. Maybe you come back and you see it's still on the table and you go, oh, whoa, I didn't put that in there. Now what happens if you have to do a second?
Okay, so is it you notice it within the day?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So if you notice it within the day and you can get back to the post office, then if you've already taken the item to the post office, you have to print a second label. You don't want to avoid the first label because it's already in the flow. Stay on the line because this is an interesting topic. This open phone segment was sponsored by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ring us up right now, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to moving inventory, you know that velocity is key. Bulk gets it. That's why they upload new inventory 3 times a day. Bulk offers liquidation goods by the pallet or case, containing overstock, shelf pulls, and returns across dozens of categories, all from major retailers, including Target. They update their selection daily at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern. Bulk even alerts you when new merchandise arrives in your preferred categories, conditions, and lot sizes. Bulk ships promptly right to your doorstep for a low flat rate. And you can purchase via PayPal or credit card from your computer or smartphone with just one click. So when you feel the need for speed, Bulk's right there with product alerts, fast shipping, and new lots 3 times a day. Browse for free at Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 438.
So you've taken eye-catching photos and crafted a key-rich title. That's a good start. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She says tell a story about the photo, but seal the deal.
You've got to tell the story. You've got to ask for the sale. You know, when you go buy a car, the guy is always closing, especially if you're selling something that's a collectible or a unique item. Tell them I'm shipping with tracking. You need to ship with tracking and get the item out within 24 hours. Tell the people that in your listing. Ask for the sale.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Well, eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
Well, you said a mouthful. This open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk. BULQ, the easy way to source. We're just a phone call away at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number, 888-723-4630. Hey, I just want to make a little mention of something, too.
Yeah, and we're on with CB, don't forget.
Okay,
that.
So before we go back to CB. Uh-huh. So speaking of tracking and upload and printing labels, we're aware from some reports that have come in for the last few days that there may be for some people an issue with late shipment rates being correctly displayed incorrectly, where you have a scan, acceptance scan for an item that shows that your carrier accepted it within your handling time, and yet you still show the shipment is late. So there's a team investigating this right now, so they're scoping out what the cause of it is, how big an issue it might be, and so that they can address it. But in the meantime, the one thing I can tell you with any certainty is that if you have a scan that shows that your item was accepted by a carrier within your handling time, and it shows this late shipment, it will be fixed. I don't know if it'll be fixed today or tomorrow, but it will be fixed. So my point is not to worry.
Relax.
Right.
Take a bubble bath.
I know it's not always easy.
So CB.
Okay, CB.
Okay, so CB was talking about that second mailing. Right. And your point is it depends on when it happens.
So because there's so many variables here, my advice is if in this case you forgot to add an item, send it as a separate shipment. Don't worry about, stop focusing on whether you're going to be protected and start worrying about the buyer is expecting this piece. I forgot to put it in. I'm sending it in a box. Send the buyer the tracking number and say, I've shipped it in a separate shipment, and be done with it.
Got it.
Would be my advice for that.
CB, what do you think?
Well, hopefully I won't ever have to worry about it, but at least I understand. Thank you.
Right. I don't want to see sellers tie themselves into knots and end up making a bad experience for the buyer or a bad experience from themselves in a situation where in this particular use case, the seller made a mistake and didn't add everything into the box that's supposed to be there. If it's within the same day, if you can print a second label, not a reprint of that label that you used for the first parcel, go ahead. But my recommendation is to go outside of eBay, the transaction, and pack the item, weigh it, print out a separate label that isn't tied to the transaction, but you have a tracking number, which you can then email to the buyer and say, your second package, this is the tracking number, and send it out. And then hopefully it'll get there.
I tend to sell high-cost items, you know, thousands. And so protection sort of does come into it, and you know, so that you don't know, especially if I'm dealing with people who I don't know, because again, I'm not
so what,
a regular.
So CB, what
I
can
don't
happen
have a regular
to
regular client base?
Right. So what can happen to this second package?
Believe it or not, I've had two packages last year as a buyer. Again, I'm more a buyer, but I've had two packages that did not make it. One of them eventually made it after, I think it was almost 3 weeks. The other one is still missing from December 6th.
Right.
And obviously I did not hold it against the seller. I knew it was a post office thing. We have good communication. We worked everything out, but it's still, it can happen, and it has happened.
Well, in your situation, it's always possible that the second package doesn't arrive, the buyer's not happy, in which case you'll have to work something out. They either send the item back for a full refund, because they may issue a return, or they might say, you know, as a part of the return, the item is not described, it was missing parts. And if it's inside the process, the return process, and the buyer decides, you know, the second part didn't come, I want to return the item, then you're protected as far as the return process goes. But, you know, but again, focus on your buyer. I keep saying this over and over. I know it's only natural for sellers to focus in on what's going to happen to me. And you, you should be aware of the risks so that you can mitigate them. But I don't want people spending a lot of time focusing on what ifs, worrying themselves into business practices that ultimately might harm your business. I see this happen all the time.
I think Brian Burke needs to hear you, because the eBay community, the first thing that happens if you go to the community, which I have done on the forums, is there's a lot of negativity about, okay, how is it that you're going to be trusting this person you don't know anything about? And I'm like, well, so far I've been really good.
Well, that's the basis of the business. I mean, why would you start bringing that? Why would any seller on eBay start bringing up buyer trust at this point? I mean, you've been selling on eBay, for some period of time, and now you're worried about buyer trust? It's built into the model. People are basically good. The vast majority of transactions that occur online on a marketplace that's managed like eBay go off without a hitch.
CB is a good example. How many years have you been selling CB?
CB is a perfect example.
I think it's 98. I have to look at my own.
Wow.
Right.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Could be 20 years this year.
It's been intermittent, but yeah. I spent a lot of time selling early on when there weren't as many safeguards and controls, and so I've tried really hard back then, but lately it's been a lot easier. I mean, eBay's put in so many protections. It's nice for everybody, including the buyer.
Sure, that's true.
Well, CB, thank you so much for your call today.
You opened up
a good can of worms for us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
We love it.
We love can of worms.
They're tasty. This open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk. B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Coming up, writing titles that sell clothing. This is eBay Radio, and it's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6bit software. 6bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.